Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
Sisters, brothers, non-binary others, welcome to the Devil's Advocate round for Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, where we all throw ridiculous statements at each other, which we don't believe in, for 20 seconds. Anybody having a problem with what we're saying, take it up with the Devil's Advocate District Attorney, who is in attendance this week and will say it immediately if you're doing anything wrong, Mr. Micah Pellegrini. Or you can find him on Twitter at JGB underscore Jackson.
There you go.
That's the younger one. You can't. It can't be that one.
Jackson, he's scrappy. He's scrappy. He'll be fine.
All right, Matt. You ready?
No. I'm starting.
Oh, I have one on my phone though, so I need to get you to so I can then use. I got to use my. I got
fine. Go ahead. I got to answer a phone call.
All right, Matt, yours is from a tweet from at Fiona S. Daily. I literally don't care what temperature you want, what part of the oven, or what cooking time. You're going on top at 200 degrees Celsius, and I'll check on your well-being in 20 minutes.
I'm defending that, am I?
That's fucking hell. Do you not? You just explained the rules of the game. Do you not fucking understand the
game?
Yeah,
but you just the tweet out. You didn't say if we're defending that or not.
You can defend it for the last 7 seconds.
Well, you didn't say, like, defend this statement exactly. You just read a tweet out. You didn't say what it was me to defend.
Time. All right, you got one for me.
No, screw you. I waited.
What kind of bullshit is that, Graham?
I wasn't even listening. I agree. Bullshit. Graham, I need you to fucking focus. Are you focused? Calm down. Take a deep breath. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Matt, I think he got you on this one, pal. I'm sorry.
I could, if I know defending that, I could defend that for 10 hours easily. Damn right, that's what you fucking do at home. Right, go. I'm angry now.
Pretty hot, actually. Like, that seems like I'm not a Celsius guy, but that seems really hot.
Now it's standard temperature for most things, you know.
Anyways, Graham, according to Twitter, in the profile for Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast at Good Bad Wrestle, Graham, Matt, and Ryan look at the good cop moments and bad cop moments of wrestling. You must defend that Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast should all be about wrestling.
Well, absolutely. Of course, you do realize, though, that you are limited to the number of characters that you can use in the description, just like you're limited to the number of characters you can use in a tweet. So sometimes we have to abbreviate certain things. So I did the best that I could in that time. But no, wrestling's within the name. The most it should be, obviously, is wrestling. But then you got people like Micah who come on the show and fuck it all up, and so do you as well. So what are you going to do?
I'd like to object.
Yeah, you never go off on a tangent.
Sick and tired of talking about disc golf and baseball.
Oh, fuck off. I do not talk about disc golf that often. You guys always fucking talk about gaming all the fucking time, or D&D. Disc golf rarely gets mentioned. We should do an analysis on the amount of time. But nah.
We talk about dirty
soccer,
deeds.
I understand your annoyance with soccer this week. I understand that.
Dirty Deeds by AC/DC. That's what we're talking about. Come on.
I did see in your Twitter bio that you put that you were the co-host, which I thought was really funny. I can't remember if I mentioned that before.
I'm Ooh. Also a two times Five Nerds Go year end award winner.
I saw that. I did see that.
I'm some cocoa right now.
Anyone else got any DAs to fire around? Micah,
I've got plenty. I've got one.
You want us to explain the rules to you again, Matt, before you deliver one or receive one next?
And mute. Right, okay. Okay, Micah, one for you. Simple. Right. Simple defense. Big Bang Theory. Got nothing on the office.
I need to know when to laugh. I have zero idea. I'm not a funny person at all. And so that the office is just like, I don't get it. I'm pretty sure actors aren't supposed to look at the camera all the time. It honestly takes me out of the show. And also Steve Carell is a hack.
Man, Micah and I finally agree on something. Office sucks.
I actually do believe that The Office sucks. The Big Bang Theory just sucks even more.
That's factual.
Fair point. Okay, Graham, for you, for me, the best way to enjoy a Domino's pizza is dipped in a pint of beer.
Well, of course, we talked about adding different flavors together. And obviously, you're the expert at that, Matt, not me. But if you catch a prepared on a burger or something like that, you obviously want that. You want that frothy element that you get on a Guinness. You want that bit of head on there. Who doesn't love a bit of head, right, Matt? You add that onto your pizza, and absolutely, what goes better than that? I had a feeling you might use that one against me. I was almost expecting that one. I sent that to Dan. It was totally indefensible. Like, I can't remember what Dan said, but it was something that shouldn't really be repeated, and I'm sure our DADA would not approve of the comments made by Dan Griffin. Retaliation of some sort, I think, was his response for...
Very possible. And Guinness. You're an arsehole for going back on the ketchup thing again for the third week in a row. Okay. Ryan, you got anything for me, bud?
Yes, I do.
Give it to me, bud, big boy.
I, Matt Willis, am so proud of myself for opening up and setting up my brand new pub.
I am. I'm extremely proud of that. Of course, I'm Matt Lewis, of course, not Matt Willis anymore. But I'm very proud of what I've done so far this past week. Last week was equally important and crucial, quitting my job 20 years. And it was amazing, amazing achievement we did this week. We were five deep when I left the pub.
Huh? That was a devil's advocate.
I was being positive to Matthew.
Oh.
Which was lovely. Which suddenly makes me feel like a real cunt for what I'm about to do.
I'm in. Let's go. Because my food's on the way. So let's move.
Okay. Ryan, simple. I, meaning you, will now proceed to sing Seth Rollins' theme song for the next 20 seconds.
Burn it down. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Wow. I forget when it starts to. Wow.
Time. Man, that was uncanny.
He got me on that one. I thought it was going to be a whoa. I should have made him do that.
You forgot about the whole intro, man.
You were that was. I take my hat off to you on that one, sir. I have literally taken two hats off today to get around that thing from last week.
I did message Matt and said that Ryan's intro should be, I only want to say CEO repeatedly for the next 20 seconds. And you did say you had a very similar one, but yeah.
I applaud you for dodging that one, Ryan, and throwing it back at me. Well done, mate. Well done.
I'm very good at dodging responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have one for Micah. I didn't have one prepared, so I had to come up with something. So a quick Google search said that this might not be a bad one to do, so we'll go with this.
No.
The worst accent in the US is definitely the accent from the Boston accent.
Oh my God. The amount of times I have to not hear ours is actually infuriating. Like, thank God I don't have ours in my name. But my dad did, and I had to hear Larry, and it was just like, there's two R's, just say both of them. Like, it's not even that hard. I would rather be from anywhere else.
Time. If I was doing it properly from what it actually said, it said the things that annoy Boston people the most. I didn't actually give you the correct devil's advocate. It should have been people doing Boston accents in films is 100% accurate. I guess that should have been the real devil's advocate, but it was like, it's never.
Even when people from Boston do a Boston accent in film, that because directors, they're like, okay, do a Boston accent. They're like, all right, yeah. No, so we gotta get down there and we gotta take care of the things over there. And hold on. We need you to do a Boston accent. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. No, do a Boston. Oh, sorry. Hey, let me park my car over there and have it, yeah. Go to donkeys and fucking suck some cock. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Like, even Ben Affleck sounds like he might be brain damaged when he
I
has
think
to do
that.
A
might think that
Boston
the last
accent.
One of that is not stupid.
It's true.
That was a classic episode of Cheers. I remember that one so well.
It was Norm.
I have a couple for all of you
simultaneously.
Oh well, I'll bring it on to Matt first. I'd rather do takeout. My cooking sucks anyways.
Have you ever tried my cooking, Micah? I absolutely would go out for takeout. I would eat McDonald's, though, because they had problems with their technology all day today, so they couldn't take any orders. Go to something else, like Burger King, Wendy's. Wendy is a thing you can get in this town now. Square Burgers, love them. What else could I go for? KFC would be a good one as well. My cooking fucking sucks. Ask Chris.
You know what Matt would really like? Wendy's nuts are in his mouth.
Oh dear. Well played. Who's up
next for you, Mike?
That must have been hard. I'm sorry. I congratulated him in private, so I feel like I had that.
And I've heard a lot of professional chefs, once they get home, they don't want to fucking cook anymore.
Of course.
I've been doing it all fucking day. No way.
Yeah, dude. How much is the microwave in the UK? Like $1 million?
And mute.
There's a real quick funny story. Chef David Chang, if you're anyone's familiar with him.
I am.
Yeah. So he told a story. His wife was pregnant. She said, I want mac and cheese. So he whipped up this like gourmet homemade mac and cheese and she started crying. She wanted Kraft boxed mac and cheese.
I think that's a
hysterical story.
I think he told the story in Hell's Kitchen actually about it. He was absolutely mortified.
Anywho,
I got one for Graham, I guess. I'd rather this show be 6 hours long. That way, I don't have to actually spend time with my family and do the things that I say I want to do.
Well, absolutely. They're going to be asleep by the 76. 4 would be more than sufficient just to do that time. But of course, what's better than talking shit with the lads? Watching drunk Matt, watching Ryan going off on a tangent, watching Micah come in and totally derail this whole sort of format. Nothing's better than that. I see my family enough on the rest of the week anyway. Friday should be for just recording.
I'd just like to point out Micah gets round the rule because he's a lawyer.
That one wasn't a direct attack at my kids, though. You're normally like, your kids suck, or something like that, which is, that was a little
I've
different.
I've never said your kids
no,
suck.
No, that's Matt's type of one, though. That's what Matt used to try doing, or things. I was like, no, you can't do that. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
No, I did a podcast with Mason.
Yep.
Remember? Because I went to 3 indie shows in a month, and I felt cool.
Yeah,
I haven't gone to a wrestling show.
Wrestling podcast. Those were the days.
Yeah. Does that not exist anymore?
It does not. It's not had an episode in well over a year. And technically that last episode wasn't really a legit one anyway, so. Ryan, what I would like you to defend...
Oh, I'm getting cancelled this week again.
Let me set it back to 20 seconds. A couple of weeks ago, you talked about how good this Hall of Fame class is coming along. Since we last talked, I think Muhammad Ali has been added to that list as well. So your devil's advocate is the only thing that could really complete this Hall of Fame class would be to induct Vince Russo.
I don't understand how he's not in there. Not only did he give us the Attitude Era, Vince Russo gave us the single greatest moment and the single greatest stipulation in professional wrestling history, the Judy Bagwell on a pole match.
That was the one I asked Matt, and his response was, oof. But then, unfortunately, I mistyped it, and people got totally the wrong impression. What your devil. Anyway.
It's true.
Micah, thanks for jumping in and surprising this lot. It was an absolute blast you coming to join us. You have the code, bud. You can come back again anytime you want, mate. Ryan, we'll see you in 2 weeks, bud. Have a good week off. Give love to everybody you see. Graham, I guess you'll suck at me next week.
So when you say next week, you don't mean next. You mean the week after that? I'll see you soon, buddy.
Boom. We're out of here.
The music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/